I was raised in Wrangell my whole life. We moved here in 1989. We moved here. My dad was hired as the general manager of what is now Wrangell IGA. Back then it was called Benjamin's. During that time, my dad facilitated an upgrade from Benjamin's Store Inc. to Benjamin's IGA. And then I think it was 1998 is the year we purchased Benjamin's Store Inc. and became Bob's IGA. And then we were Bob's IGA until 2018. And in that year, I went to work for the school district as an IT coordinator, and I did teach classes under teacher of record. And then 2020, with COVID and budget cuts, the position of IT coordinator is no longer a position at the school district. So I moved on to the Chamber of Commerce, and I ran that for 2 years. And that was interesting. It was my first time in nonprofit. So that was definitely a learning opportunity for myself. And then now I work with the Rural and Indigenous Outreach Working Group, the Mobilization Center, which is a remote job for the state. Not as in like, ooh, I work for the state, but for everyone in the state, just in civic engagement and voter education. I sit on the Borough Assembly. I sit on the school board. I work in civic education and voter engagement.
What motivates you to rerun for the school board seat?
I do a lot of volunteering in Wrangell. I have pretty much my entire adult life. And that's probably been one of the most valuable volunteering experiences I've had with the school board. I have seen a lot of change, a lot of good happen in the 3 years that I've been on the school board. I have two kids in the school district. I went to school here K through 12. Education for every student in the state is incredibly important to me. I know that last election cycle, Governor Dunleavy wanted to open the Alaska State Constitution. And part of that was to defund public education. And so I'm obviously vehemently against that. I think that for the future of our state, for the future of our municipalities, for the future of our generations, just as people, education is extremely important. And having that available to every student in Alaska, every child in Alaska, have the opportunity to be a student is one of the most important things that there possibly could be for the future of both our state and our nation.
How has your time been on the school board for the last 3 years?
It's been great. The first year was a lot of learning. I took that year as my sort of introduction to school boarding, but it has been really great. I have a great working relationship with the superintendent. I have a great working relationship with the other school board members. I feel like I have a good working relationship with the staff, or at least the staff that I do know. There is new staff this year that I have not met, but it has been a great experience, not without its own turmoil sometimes, but it has been a wonderful experience.
What do you think you can bring to the school board or continue bringing to the school board?
Just a strong, powerful voice. I stand for the students and the constituents, which are the parents of the students. Our stakeholders are who we're supposed to be speaking for. As a governing body who is elected by the community, we are to speak for the community. We are to be there for the community. And if that means making sure information goes back and forth, being a person, a face, and a name that someone can contact if they have something to bring up or they want addressed, that's what our job is. And I feel like I bring, even though I'm not physically out in the public very often because I do work from home, I am extremely available. And I make sure people know how to contact me and make myself available to have those conversations and to make sure we can do the best that we can. There are, of course, you know, regulations and things that we have to follow, but I do think that I bring that connection and that voice to the school board.
What are some of the most important issues that you like to address that the school board faces?
Funding. By no stretch of the imagination does anyone believe that we are well off. Funding is a big deal, and it's a top-down issue. It starts with the state and then moves its way down to each individual school district. It's going to take a lot of pressure and lobbying, I feel like, from the school districts and from the municipalities to get the state to really open their eyes and see the problem. The foundation formula, it needs to be completely revamped so that the base student allocation actually reflects student need. You know, a lot of different facets to the base student allocation, school size, campus size, rural, village, all of those things make a difference. And that part is embedded. The problem is it has never been adjusted. Things are different now. I went to school here. We had two teachers for every grade because we had so many students. And now we have, I want to say, a third maybe, on a good day, of what we had when I was going to school here. So the budget and financing is definitely a huge issue that we need to be concerned about. And I can tell you, as the chair of the budget committee and as being on the school board and working with Superintendent Burr for so many years, that we really do work hard to make sure that we are able to succeed the best we can with what we have.
What are solutions to these issues that the school district is facing then?
Yeah, so I kind of said it a little bit with the top-down issue and trying to get our voices heard on the state level. It's really difficult because the school definitely works very hard. Superintendent Bill Burr, particularly, he does all of our government work, meaning he writes all of our grants. And we get every grant we possibly can that we know about. And then he uses that, and he is very thoughtful in how he uses those grants to maximize the grant as much as possible within the district. And the municipality only has so much as well. Projections are not great for this year's taxes, and even then, only a certain percentage of the taxes gets allocated to the school district. So it really comes down to the state. And then for the school district, it's really about being creative with what funds we do have.
Is there an idea, a new idea that you'd like to introduce to the school board?
I have ideas all the time, and I'm never afraid to bring them up, but I don't have any great big idea except doing our best to get the message out there. Actually, I do frequently say that we need to be more hands-on in getting word of mouth out about our meetings, about upcoming action items, and getting the public involved, because that's who we are there to represent.
What makes you a good candidate, and why should a voter vote for you?
Like I said in the beginning, I've been here my whole life. My kids are going to school there. I truly believe in public education to get kids to the point, or students to the point, of kind of discovering who they are and what they do after school, whether it's folk tech, college, or just their own business. Whatever it is, they need that help getting to that point. And so I just feel like I'm a good fit on the school board because I use my voice. I'm not afraid to, I don't know, rock the boat. I always have and always will vote for what's the best for everyone. Equity is the foundation I stand on.
What would you say the most important objective of the school board is?
Speaking for our kids and making sure our kids are getting what they need.
So you mentioned the budget. Obviously, you know, schools throughout Alaska are grappling with budget deficiencies, and Wrangell might be next. As you probably know, the reserve cap will be going back to pre-COVID days, where it's 10% that can be saved for emergencies. Right now it's at 23%. And we also don't know if the base student allocation will be approved for next year. Do you have any other solutions? You mentioned some, but do you have any other solutions for maintaining the school budget?
Right now, it's just a matter of keeping that 23% and doing our best with what we have now and that ability to use it, and then sort of looking toward the future and how we can allocate the funds. It's a very tricky situation. It's a nationwide problem, schools closing down. One thing I looked at a lot last year was the potential of combining buildings within the district, but it would actually cost more to revamp the middle school to make it elementary friendly than what we would save in not having bills for that building. You know, there's other opportunities, maybe utilizing only half of that building, and then the city or whoever using the other half. Maybe 4 and 5 go up to the middle school, and then it's junior high / intermediate. I don't know. You know, those are some of the things that have been considered. There's a lot of tough decisions, I think, coming up for us in the future, especially in the next 3 years, and don't necessarily know what those look like, but I am very big on work sessions and brainstorming and creativity. So I've actually been not really pushing. I wouldn't say pushing. We're waiting until elections are over. But I am very strongly suggesting another work session between the borough and the school district.
Anything else you'd like to say about the election, the school board, or yourself?
Well, the election's coming up very soon. It also happens to be my 40th birthday on election day. No matter who you vote for, go and vote, because it's your fundamental right to vote. And this is your opportunity to say, I want my voice to be spoken by these people. So get out there and vote. Vote for what your heart believes or what you politically stand by, but go out and vote.